With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A number of DFL representatives and state senators spent part of this morning before attending the George Floyd Memorial Service, walking around Minneapolis, walking around the area where George Floyd was killed, where mainly peaceful protests took place and also violent protests took place. Representative Mahmoud Noor is among the individuals who was in that group, and the representative is kind enough to join us before he attends the service, so I greatly appreciate his time. He is with us on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. Representative, tell me about what you and other elected officials did this morning and what most stood out to you, sir.
My colleagues and I from the leadership in the House of Representatives were mostly present in Minneapolis to see the damage, to see the individuals who have come to see in our city. Especially on Lake Street. We started 8:30 in the morning at Midtown Global. We walked all the way to Bloomington and Lake Street, and also we went to the precinct, which was the epicenter. So that they were looking into the damage, but also informing them, educating them about the community around that neighborhood, the impact of the food insecurity, the impact of the economic, need. So that was the purpose. And also not to forget the purpose why we were there, the inequities and injustice and the death of George Floyd is something that we wanted them to remember, because that is the message that we want to be able to send to our colleagues, to Minnesotans, and to the world.
Representative, when Governor Wall spoke yesterday, he spoke passionately and reminded folks, in particular legislators such as yourself, that we're going to have a special session next week. Bring legislation which can help be a part of the change. Put it out there, make people vote on the record, and let's see if we can get some of this passed. That's part of what the governor said yesterday. What are you going to try to put on the table next week to see if you can get enough support in the House and the Senate so it becomes the law here in the state of Minnesota?
Absolutely. Starting with the criminal justice reform, looking into how we address the inequalities that exist, the police brutality and violence. We have introduced a package of bills that we have put in front of the DFL members. We're sharing that with our colleagues in the Republican Senate and also our colleagues in the House to be able to pass a common sense laws that protect the lives of individuals who have been harmed by police. We saw what happened to George Floyd, something that we can never forget. And it's a time. The world is watching us. It's time for us to act, but not also forgetting that the injustice also comes with institutional racism, the lack of opportunity from economic to housing to jobs to every level, when you look at it, we need to be able to address this right now. We should not be waiting for another legislative session. It's just kicking the can down the road. I believe we can get something done to fix the issues that we have left at the table for many, many years.
Mahmoud, do you believe it's best to offer a number of bills, or would it be better to offer one large bill together and to get people on the record in that manner?
It doesn't matter whether it's a one large bill or a package of bills, because we want to make sure that we have got a thorough process in engaging the community and presenting the ideas. As you're well aware of, most of the bills that we have presented to the body, it's always an omnibus bill, but we want every bill to stand its own so that we can provide that single subject to be able to create awareness, to be able to address why it's needed and why it's needed now. And I think we have seen what the president, the former president Barack Obama, introduced in terms of looking into what needs to be done, the 21st century policing. And we also have the task force that was completed by Keith Ellison, Attorney General, and also the chief, the Commissioner Harrington, for the public safety. So that's something I think we need to start from, and we already have a starting point. And I apologize, I've entered the memorial site.
Understand.
Why you are hearing the starting point of it. So
sure.
We do have something.
Yeah, go ahead. Representative Mahmoud Noor is with us. He's extraordinarily kind to join us on a busy day as he is about to attend the George Floyd Memorial Service. Last thing, sir, and I'll let you get seated and go in. Governor Walz made the point again yesterday that he feels like this is the one opportunity to get things done, that enough is enough, that this has been going on for decades, and if we don't take advantage of it this time, he's worried about the next opportunity to get the significant changes which need to take place. Do you agree with him?
Absolutely. Quite frankly, there's nothing more important than addressing the issues we're facing today. And the significance of the people who showed up here today and what we've seen on the streets, the unrest, the protests, will only end, which we're encouraging more peaceful protests, until we get something done. George Floyd isn't coming back to his family. We've lost George Floyd, but we will never lose the fight to get justice for him and to be able to fix the laws in our land that have helped create the situation that we're facing today.
Representative Noor, I'm really appreciative of your time when you're walking in to honor George Floyd. Thank you very much for coming on, and we'll pay close attention last week and next week and see what happens. Hopefully what happens with legislation. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much for having me.
Representative Mahmoud Noor, he represents District B in the House on what he and other legislators saw this morning and what they hope to accomplish.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.